Abraham Lincoln, the President of the United States, was once having a prayer come breakfast meeting with the leaders of the church, of the various churches. And it was a time of civil war. So during this time, one of the people told Mr. President, "Sir, let us pray that we will win this civil war, and let us pray that God is with us." Mr. Abraham Lincoln was very much insightful, and he said in reply, "No, Monsieur, but let us pray that we are on God's side." This is an insight for each one of us. Is God on my side, or am I on God's side? The question is very much intense for each of us during this Lent season. In the Gospel, we find two answers given by the disciples of Christ. One is a view of the people. The other is a view of St. Peter. One is a group who has not been with Jesus, who has just seen Jesus from outside. The other is a person who was with him throughout. But towards the end, it's not in the Gospel, but towards the end we find that even Peter didn't have a complete understanding of Christ. And Jesus wants each and every one of us during this Lenten season to be with him rather than he with us. Let us be with him. Let us stretch out of our comfort zones and let us move towards Christ. Let us pray to God that God be with, not with us, but rather we be with God. Dear friends, let us reflect on this during this Lenten season so that our works, our words, and also our thoughts may be directed according to the will of God. Most of the time during prayer, what we ask is we ask for God for something. That is what we interpret prayer as. Prayer is basically a conversation. It is a talking between two people, one God and the other me. And when I am conversing, it's not that I am putting all my thoughts to God. Rather, I am receiving the thoughts of God. I am lifting my heart so that I may know his will rather than I do my will. So let us, during this Lenten season, in prayer, reflect on what God wants us to do rather than what we want ourselves to do.